Mentioned here this morning, Father, we pray that you'll be with them and comfort them. Again, Father, we pray for those who might have lost loved ones this week. We pray that you'll be with them and comfort them. Father, we continue to pray for peace in this country. Father, thank you for the blessings that you give us each and every day. Father, we're most grateful for your Son that came and died for our sins. And Father, we just thank you so much that we can have forgiveness of our sins if we repent of them. And Father, we're grateful that we can have a home with you in heaven. Father, we're so grateful for this country. Father, we pray that you continue to bless this country. And Father, we pray that you'll watch over the men and women that protect our country, not only here, but in foreign lands. Father, we just thank you so much for everything you do for us. We're grateful that you watch over and care for us each and every day. Forgive us when we fall short. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please. Sir.
Preparation for the Lord's Supper. Let's turn to number 634. 634. When my love to Christ was weak, when for deeper faith I see, then in thine to thee, Garden of Gethsemane, there I walk amid the shades, while the lingering twilight fades. See that suffering friendless one, weeping, praying there alone. When my love for man grows weak, when for stronger faith I see, he'll reading this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come.
Because of COVID restrictions, I'll reiterate that when this tray is passed, to take a cup out, and to take of it and put the empty in the pew in front of you so they can be disposed of later. Let's pray. Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we Thank you for the love that you had for us in sending your Son into the world to die on the cross for our sins. As we gather around this table this day to remember your Son, as he hung on that cross for our sins, help us now, Father, to partake of this loaf which represents that body that died on the cross for us. Help us to examine ourselves, Father, and partake of this in a manner be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that was shed upon that cross. Again, Father, help us to partake of this and the banner be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord's Supper has been completed. We now have an opportunity to give back for the work that goes on here at this place for the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all the things that you do for us. Especially the material things that we have in this life, Father, we realize that these blessings come from you. Help us now to give back a portion that the work here at this place can continue on, not only here, but even throughout the world. Thank you again so much for your Son, Jesus, in his name that we pray, and amen.
This morning. Today is April 4th, 2021 for taping purposes. If you would at this time, let's mark our song books at number 690. 690 will be the song of invitation after our lesson. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 194. 194.
Sweet home of the happy. As has been mentioned, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every first day of the week, because that's the day on which he arose from the dead and gave us the idea of hope that we have beyond the grave. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, very clearly and very statedly, it is noted there that they were obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and as they were baptized into Christ, they were raised to walk a newness of life. And the idea is that they were people who followed the way of the Lord as they went on, because it says in Romans 6 at verse 18, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but that have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." When did they become the servants of righteousness? Before they were baptized into Christ? No. After they obeyed that form of doctrine. Being then made free from sin, you became the heir of righteousness. Notice that we're to be people who follow the way of the Lord. And as we follow the way of the Lord, to honor the Lord is certainly a positive and positive note. Jesus was the greatest man in history. As we've noted historically about him, he was a man who was held no degree as he went forth, yet they called him Master. And he was a healer with those who were sick. When Jesus began his ministry of healing people, there were throngs of people all around about who brought him the sick, the lame, the blind, those who were unable to speak. And yet he was able to mend their problems and heal them so that they could be good examples toward others as they worked the cause of God. Jesus had no army, and yet he is described as a King of kings and Lord of lords. And even as far as the Revelation, he is noted to be King of kings and Lord of lords. We talk about him, we're talking about one who has power and who has wonderful power physically speaking, but nor that spiritually speaking. For he was one who could rid us of our sins by his own blood. Telling us that as we partake of the Lord's Supper, it's a reminder to us of the body that was broken and the blood that was shed for the many for the remission of our sins. And so we see that and we understand that to be clearly the way of life that we ought to go forth and tell others about. By our lives of example, as well as by our words that we say from the Scripture. And thus we're the people who follow that way of life. If we find ourselves being people who do this, we'll find a way in which we will conquer the forces of sin around us in life. Think about all the type of things that are wrong and are not of God that we pass by from day to day. Think about all the people that are involved with alcohol on roads and highways. We pass by them, hopefully successfully, every day. We find ourselves following His way and His will. And as a result of that, we can be people who teach others and urge others to be faithful to that way. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, there are many verses there that relate to us about what we are as people to do. Notice that Jesus came individually as he came to offer himself as Savior. And in John 3 at verse 16, when it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The idea of the Lord coming as a product of the Heavenly Father was listed back there in Isaiah chapter 7. When the old kings there and their ways of life would not listen to the ways of God, and they would not seek for a sign as God had told them to do. God says that to Isaiah in Isaiah 7 at verse 14, "So that if you will not seek a sign, the Lord himself will give you a sign." And giving them a sign was of the idea of a virgin that would conceive and bear a son. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel interpreted being God with man. God with us. And Jesus came to be with mankind as he came on this earth. When he did this, it is said regarding his wisdom to know good from evil, that he would first be fed with honey, so that he would know to charm the good and receive the good and refuse the evil. But that as he went along in life, he would find himself able to choose good things versus evil things in life. And as he did that, he would be able to determine to receive things that were good versus things that were evil. When Jesus taught people about a way of life, that he talks about how that there would be people who were forgiving of others and their conduct. That's the way of life that you and I can follow as well. When it is noted regarding him, he came for that very purpose, to know the wisdom in doing that which was good and to shun and refuse that which was evil. When we refuse that which is evil, we can come to find a way of life. And being with all of us, we can be encouraged, we can be encouraged by the way that we serve one another and help with one another. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us fear, therefore, lest any of you seem to come short of it. When we talk about this way of life, that is a way of rest and a way of patience, it is a way that we can follow if we will do that way of life, in the which we will not come short of the Lord's plan, that we rest from it when life here on earth is over. If we find ourselves following His way, we will find and have a rest that God has offered to us. It is noted in chapter 3 of Hebrews and verse 19 that this last verse of this chapter so tells us, so we, that they could not enter into that rest because of unbelief. He's speaking in regard to the Israelite people who were a part of a travel from Egypt into the Promised Land. But they found themselves not able to go directly there. They went through a wilderness time. And going through that wilderness of time, so God would prove them whether they truly believed in Him. He noted that they did not truly believe in Him, and thus they did not find that rest. And we should be people who follow His teaching and follow His way. Practice the way of life He taught us to talk. Practice the way of life He taught us to do. Because in doing that, we will have a blessing from Him of entering into His eternal rest. In chapter 3 and verse 11, chapter 4 and verse 11, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest any fall according to the same example of disbelief. If we find ourselves not doing what the Lord said do, just believing that He is, we'll be no better off than those folks who came out of Egypt believing in God and will argue you down that there's a God. But they would not practice what He had to say. When Jesus recognized that was going on in His earthly life, in Luke 6 at verse 46, He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6 at 46. When He had opportunity to serve the cause of God and do His righteous things, then He found a way of life by which He practiced. And thus He told them, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? The doing of what He has to say was significant in the way that we believe in Him. These were the people back here who did not believe in Him as they should. And as a result, Jesus warned the people, let us therefore, in Hebrews 4 verse 11, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. There's the same way of life by which we lead that way of life. Notice what He said back in Psalms 95 about doing this follow. He said, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. Christians are to be people who labor, who follow the cause of God, not basing upon our works that we're doing, as Paul wrote to the Philippians in Philippians 3 at verse 9. It's not by my righteous conduct that I'm saved, but it is by the righteousness that is of God that's found in Christ Jesus. When we find ourselves in Christ Jesus, How do we get into Christ Jesus? How do we get in there? The passage I noted in the beginning of our lesson today in Romans chapter 6 tells us how we are baptized into the death of Christ and raised to walk a newness of life. Thus, when we find ourselves in that example, we find an example of way of life that we are in Christ, where righteousness is found, where His righteous conduct is a part of our decision making from day to day, and therefore we're doing right, and we're doing the righteous things of God, and we're people who follow His right way. Today, as we stop together and think about this particular day and historically, we think about a tomb that is now empty. It was empty last week, it was empty the week before, it's empty since the time that Jesus went into that tomb and on the third day came forth out of that tomb. When He met up with His disciples, He met up with them by way of an occasion, because the women had already come to the tomb. As you read there, Matthew 28, they had already come to the tomb, and they had also understood that He was not there. He had been taken away. He was moved. They didn't know the circumstances of it. They didn't understand. Remember all that He said about the Father telling Him on the third day He would cause Him to come forth from the dead. But Jesus did that, and His tomb has been empty ever since. And as a result, today, as we look back to that event, we remember His body and His blood that offers to us the hope of the soul that we live by and that we practice way of life by. When we find a way of following God's way, notice in Hebrews 4 at verse 16, "Let us therefore become boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We have in times of need in our daily walk of life, we call upon God in prayer. We call upon Him in prayer because let us be people who draw near to Him in a true heart, in full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, He says in Hebrews 10, 22 and 23. When we find ourselves doing this way of life, we stir up the love, He says in verse 24 of Hebrews 10, we stir up the love of God and the good works of God in our heart. We're not content until we get that done and get that accomplished. If we find ourselves getting that accomplished, we find that that righteousness of the Lord is that which in Philippians 3 at 9 is that which saves us from our sins. Won't it be a good way of life to live? Won't it be a good way of life to follow as we practice that way of life that He's taught us? And as we do that, we'll have a joy in the Lord as we find that way of life. He yet lives today. Where does He live? He went back to be with His Father, as He told us in the beginning of His ministry of life. As He went back to live with His Father, be with His Father, His Father's will was being taught by Him, and His Father's deeds were being practiced by Him. The Father gave Him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, the Savior, we would find a great blessing from God. What a blessing it is to be with you today and to share with you the ideals that the Lord did for every week and for every first day of the week. When the disciples came together on the first day of the week, Acts chapter 20 and verse 7 tells us that Paul was in the city, and therefore he was meeting with the brethren there and preached unto them and continued his speech until midnight. He found himself with the brethren who met together, who wanted to have that message of the Lord to be practiced. And as they practiced that way of life, they found themselves gathering on the first day of the week. Every week has that first day, and every week has that opportunity for us to gather and to worship God and to worship Him through Jesus Christ our Lord. As we do that, we enjoy that relationship with Him. As this song is announced today, for us to sing together and encourage any who are subject to Jesus' invitation to respond to Him, we bid you come to the front and let your request be known as we stand together and as we sing.
Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone, your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, oh, how sad to face the judgment.
Unprepared
to meet thy God.
Good to have each one of you present with us today, and we look forward to the next time that you can be with us, and the opportunity is yours every Lord's Day. Come and be with us if you possibly can. Tonight our service is 6 o'clock. We look forward to that change as we have a time together, as we always sing together, pray together, and preach the Word of God that is one of the service. Thank you. Heavenly Father, for each of us present today, help all those with little children to realize the sound of little children is a joy to everyone's heart as it is placed, and to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And for us to be people today gathered, we thank thee for Jesus who came and gave his life, shed his blood, that we might have remission of our sins. Help us to enjoy the bounty of that blood as we live from day to day. Be with those who are in times of sickness and illness, that their recovery will be full and complete and good. Be with those who are facing times of sorrow, that they may be abated, that they may be pushed away at this time, and there yet be some days and hours that their love can manifest itself one to another. We're thankful for the family of the Joins and the representation that they had at Goodman Oaks for so many years. And even at this place, the preaching that he did, uniquely presented in thy word at this place. Be with them as we suffer this time of loss, as he has gone on to be with thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.